From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 14th day of June 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The weather is at the top of the news again today as the National Weather Service has issued a flood watch which will be in effect through this afternoon. The steady rain will come to an end across the watch area early this morning. However, runoff will continue and rivers, creeks, and streams will continue to rise and crest today. A flood watch means there is a potential for flooding based on the current forecast, so you should monitor later forecasts and be alert for possible flood warnings. Those living in areas prone to flooding should be prepared to take action should flooding develop. As for today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers today with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 73 with a north wind from 7 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation today is 30%. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. It will be mostly clear with a low around 51. We'll run down the weekend's weather in a moment, but first, let's take a look at what's going on in the local news. At the top of the news, the PSC has given the green light to Fortis for the CH Energy merger. The New York Public Service Commission has approved the acquisition of CH Energy Group Incorporated, owner of the Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation by Fortis Incorporated of Canada, according to a statement released on Thursday by PSC Chairman Gary A. Brown. Key provisions of the merger include a freeze on Central Hudson electric and gas delivery rates through July the 1st, 2015, an extension of the current union contract through June 2017, and an addition of 35 new union jobs. A $5 million community benefit fund will be established by Fortis for economic development and low-income customer assistance programs, and a guarantee of $1.85 million per year in savings to ratepayers for 5 years. Fortis also promised the majority of the Central Hudson Board of Directors will be residents of the Central Hudson Service Territory. Speaking with William J. Kimball of the Daily Freeman, Dan Duthy, an attorney representing the takeover opposition groups, Citizens for Local Power, and Consortium in Opposition, said the state's decision failed to consider evidence showing Fortis was largely manipulating corporate accounting methods and was not offering customers benefits. Citizens for Local Power spokeswoman Jennifer Metzger said the commission's approval was unfortunate. She said, and I quote, "This is a really bad decision for our service area," end quote. Now, you can read that full story in today's Daily Freeman. The PSC full decision is expected to become available later today and will be posted online at the commission's website, which is dps.ny.gov. Also in the news today, New York State is buying the riverfront acreage to add to its reserve as an addition to the Hudson River National Estuarine Research Reserve. The state, through its Environmental Protection Fund, teamed up with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administrative's Coastal and Estuarine Land Conservation Program to split the cost of the $1.6 million purchase from Scenic Hudson. The property will be added to the 5-mile Stockport Flat section of the reserve, according to the Department of Environmental Conservation. The reserve is managed by both the DEC and the NOAA. Stockport Flats includes a mix of wetlands, swamps, and marshes. According to the NOAA, the purchase will help protect spawning and nursing areas for the Hudson River migratory fish, including the blueback herring, the alewife, the American shad, the American eel, striped bass, and the short-nosed sturgeon. You can find that full story in today's Register Star. And in our final story, Carol Stevens is launching her campaign for the Supreme Court seat. Ariel Zangle is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Greene County Attorney Carol Stevens officially announced her candidacy for the state Supreme Court Justice in the 3rd Judicial District yesterday at the Greene County Courthouse. Stevens has also been endorsed by the Greene County Republican Committee. She is seeking the seat currently held by Democrat George Ceresia. A resident of Windham, Stevens is the first woman to serve as Greene County Attorney. New York's 3rd Judicial District comprises Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. Other potential candidates for the seat include Rensselaer County District Attorney Richard McNally, Albany County Family Court Judge Dennis Dugan, and Ceresia's son, Rensselaer County Judge Andrew Ceresia. The winner of the November election will serve a 14-year term. You'll find that full story in the Daily Freeman. So keep in mind that a flood watch is in effect for our area. The National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers and thunderstorms for today after 2 p.m. with a temperature high near 73 degrees. We'll also have a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low around 51. Sunny weather is promised for Saturday with a high temperature of 78. Saturday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 52. But a chance of showers returns for Sunday, mainly afternoon. It will be partly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. The chance of precip for Sunday is only 30%, so don't give up on the day. A 30% chance of precip is also forecasted for Sunday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 57. And for back to work Monday, partly sunny with a temperature high of 83 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:33 p.m. The length of the day will be 15 hours and 15 minutes. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 14th day of June 2013, Flag Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.